Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by womenaboutbiz.net, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Happy Monday to you, Queens. This is Queen Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live on this beautiful day, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas, guess what? A big success. Well, I trust that everyone had a beautiful weekend. And of course, in the U.S., we celebrated the beautiful holiday of Mother's Day. I had a wonderful, fantastic Mother's Day yesterday, spending time with my daughter, and my son came over on Saturday and visited, and we had just such a great conversation. And of course, it's just always wonderful when your children just fawn over you and show you so much love. So I really, really send a big shout out to my son, Robert, and to my daughter, Ashley. A big thank you, thank you. I realize that there are many people that are not mothers, but in a way they are, because there's so many people, so many women that don't have children, but they love and dote on their nieces and their nephews. Many are foster parents. Many people are school teachers, and they are mothers to those children during the school hours, you know, caring for them, loving them, and making sure that they are protected. And so, you know, the beautiful thing is that the definition of the word mother is just not about physically having a child, but it is also about that mothering nurture within you that has the compassion and the love to care for children. And after all, it really does take a village, right? A village to raise our beautiful babies. And even if we have children, we should always be mothers to other children and love and show compassion and care and correct whenever possible. So again, celebrating Mother's Day is indeed something very, very special. I am so excited about our theme all of this month, Productivity for the Solopreneur, here at womenaboutbiz.net, which is our main company and website and sponsor of Successful Woman Radio. We have been really researching and looking at ways to help women business owners become more productive for what it is that they do. And of course, most women that we work with are solopreneurs, meaning it's, you know, just them running their business, even though they may use virtual assistants or other people that are part of their team. It's just them, right? And so being a solopreneur is a very special role, because you really do need to understand and know how to actually balance being a solopreneur. Now, solo doesn't necessarily, in the context of being an entrepreneur, doesn't necessarily mean being by yourself. It means really, it's all about learning to leverage the talent and the potential of others so that they can shorten your learning curve and help you to grow your business and move it to that next level. So I'm very excited as we continue to bring you topics on productivity for the solopreneur. Also, we have the 7 questions of business leadership, preparing your mind for greatness. We've got some announcements on upcoming things happening at Women About Biz, right? So I'm very, very excited about that. So our hot topic for today is definitely going to be time management tips at work, and we're going to do a little bit of a deep dive today. But before we do, let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning and to have another day to accomplish our business dreams and goals, Lord. Bless us, O Lord, as we pursue being queens of our empires, taking action, and being the leaders that you would have us to be. Let us not, Father, procrastinate on our business goals and tasks, but be steadfast unmovable and unshakable. We ask for a special blessing over those businesswomen who might be struggling, Lord, right now, Father, and a special blessing over all women, dear Lord, who might be feeling alone and isolated, not sure which way to turn. Let them know, Father, that they are not alone. Father, give them that inner peace and that strength. Send those resources, Lord. Use us, O Lord, and others to help them. Father, we thank you for Successful Woman Radio and all that you have blessed us with at the show. Father, thank you so much for giving me a ready recollection of words and resources to share with our listening audience, dear Lord. We thank you for all the blessings that you have given us. And Father, we embrace and accept all of those blessings that are coming our way. Father, we ask these blessings, Father, we ask these things of you in the name of your Son, Christ Jesus. Amen. Okay, so we're back again. This is Queen Trina, and I'm so excited to be here with you today on Successful Woman Radio. I want you to remember to mark your calendar for every Monday. Every single Monday of each week, we come here at 12 noon Eastern Time to provide you with information that you can use and put to use in your business. Hey, we got a lot of thank you emails for people who were thanking us for keeping you up to date on what's going on in social media, with Facebook in particular, and a lot of the new rules and different things that are going on. And again, I encourage all of you to really pay close attention. You can set up a Google alert. All you have to do is pop in the words Google alert into your Google search bar to pull that resource right up for you. And you can set an alert. You can set an alert for Facebook, social media, if you use more LinkedIn, social media, so that you can keep up to date with the latest information that's coming out on these social media platforms. Again, things are shifting. There is a new shift. And in actuality, I believe that the shift was caused by AI, artificial intelligence. Now, artificial intelligence isn't something that is brand new, right? But it is new to many consumers because it had not been used in the way it's being used right now for everyday consumers. But now they've brought AI as a resource into many areas that consumers use, everything from, you know, content checker to being able to write articles to being able to check facts, research, all of these things. They've been able to bring AI into that, right? They've been able to bring AI into graphics, right? You literally utilize AI to do graphics for you. And in many cases, AI can help you build landing pages and websites. The difference is that that part is not free. Of course, there are many AI softwares that are out there for different types of AI uses. And you really, really have to study each and every one of them and not be hasty to just join one just because somebody said that, okay? And keep in mind, AI is still not a human being. So it can't give us that human emotional feel or touch or write in a style that may be exactly human, but it can literally save so much time when you're trying to work on projects that you need to get done. So keep that in mind as well. So there's just so many different uses for AI. And so, again, we will be bringing you a special show just for AI to talk about all the different things that you can use AI for. Today, however, I am going to be sharing with you the hot topic, time management tips that really work. Okay, as we talk about our overall theme, productivity for solopreneurs. First, let's go ahead and move right on into the 7 questions of business leadership. Again, 7 questions of business leadership. Well, question number 1 is, will I commit to preparing my mind for greatness each morning this week? As you know, I talk about this very often, and I put a lot of emphasis on preparing your mind for greatness. It's because when you learn this technique of preparing your mind for greatness, this is when you will be able to really understand the power of manifestation. And, preparing your mind for greatness is really all about strengthening yourself, guarding yourself against anything that does not enhance your life. Here's number two in the seven questions of business leadership. Am I effectively balancing passion and profitability in my business, right? So we all know passion doesn't pay the bills. It definitely is an important piece because it is the very thing that keeps you going when times get rough or during challenges or even when you're moving to the next level and trying to grow. It's the passion that pushes you, right? However, you still got to make profit. And as a CEO of your business, it's your responsibility to focus on that, right? So it's important to reflect on whether your business aligns with your passions while also being financially sustainable, okay? So you've got to consider how you can enhance your profitability without also compromising the very things that bring you joy and fulfillment, right? And I think it's very important to understand that sometimes as women, we can be such worker bees that, we burn ourselves out and we will lose the passion that we once had for our business because we're just not taking breaks. We're not taking care of ourselves. And we'll be talking about that in just a minute as we look at these questions that we should ask of ourselves that are going to help us to be good servant leaders. Here's number three. How can I strengthen my online presence and marketing strategies? Again, how can I strengthen my online presence and my marketing strategy, right? Of course, as the CEO of your business, you always have to have your mind, the pulse beat of online presence for your business, right? Now, this includes building your mailing list, your website, your social media, and your marketing efforts. It's important to enhance your visibility also with videos and free offers. And if you can, consider doing a podcast or a video cast with guest interviews to connect with your target audience and effectively communicate the value of what you provide. Here's number four. What learning opportunities can I pursue to enhance my skill? You know, as a CEO of your business, continuous learning is so key, right? So you've got to learn to identify areas where you can expand your skills, whether it's related to your product, service, marketing, or even technology. Here's number five. What will I do to hold myself accountable to my business goals this week, right? So you've got to really pay close attention to accountability because it could be the missing piece of the puzzle for you as to why you're not getting things done, because everyone, no matter what role they play in your business, has to be held accountable, and that includes you. You see, personal accountability is truly the cornerstone of your success. So you've got to take a proactive approach here to set clear, achievable goals for your business every single week, right? To do this, create an action plan and outline your specific task using the vision hierarchy system that we provide for you at Women About Biz, right? Check in with your own self on a regular basis, right? Consider leveraging various tools like productivity apps or setting up, you know, an accountability system with some of your business associates, right? Consistently holding yourself accountable is going to help you to foster your discipline and drive yourself to those things that are essential for growth in your business. Here's number six. Am I prioritizing self-care and well-being? Now, this is a big deal, right? Because it is no secret that a lot of women have something in common, and that is we have a tendency to put everything, everyone in front of ourselves, and to the point sometimes as we run into some serious stress and burnout. And so running a business, yet alone working a full-time job and having children, being married, or, you know, doing other things that are taking up a lot of your time, that's already a challenge. But running a business is demanding, right? And so self-care, it's easy for it to be overlooked because it's not just about the business, but you may be involved in so many other activities. So here's the thing. You've got to assess your work-life balance and your own well-being. Are you taking breaks? Are you setting boundaries? Are you finding time and moments for your self-care? It's going to be important to prioritize your mental and your physical health to sustain your passion and creativity in the long run. This is something that is very important. Last but not least is question number 7 in the 7 questions of business leadership. And that is, on a scale of 1 to 10, what's my belief level? Okay, you know how passionate I am about this particular question, and it is because belief is everything. I think it reigns supreme. I think it reigns number 1 when it comes to really the secrets of what does it take to be successful in your business. You know, the question really is what beliefs should I have to move my business forward and to be the type of leader that my business needs? What beliefs should I have in place, right? Your beliefs are tied directly to your actions. That's the thing right there. So you don't have to go around asking people, do you think I believe in my business? Or you don't even have to ask yourself. Here's the thing. Here's the test. If you're taking action, you should see your goals being accomplished. Your to-do items are being checked off, right? And you are planning, you have CEO time carved out for the week, and you're planning and moving things along, and you're leveraging the talent and potential of other people and not thinking that you're supposed to do everything by yourself. So again, you know, when you look at that, it's important for you to realize that your actions really give you the answer on what scale are you at when it comes to your belief level. Nobody's perfect. We're never going to be perfect, right? But what we can do is that we can become responsible and, you know, we can become responsible businesswomen, and we can make sure that we are doing the things necessary to have a thriving and flourishing business. And so, again, that requires us to have the right kind of mindset, okay? So there you have it. You have the 7 questions of business leadership. You ask them of yourself as often as you can, but I believe it's important to ask them of yourself every morning until you begin to, it becomes second habit to recognize the things that you are doing or that need to be done in order for you to strengthen yourself, right? And so it's key. So keep that in mind, is that these questions you can ask of yourself at any time, but especially in the mornings or when you're having your CEO planning time, you may want to go over those questions because they will help you to figure out what it really is that you need to be working on for yourself. If you just tuned in, you're listening to No Other Than the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm Trina Newby, your host and business success coach. So happy that you are here with me today. I want to thank all of you who are new listeners to the show, and thank all of you who were, you know, were at one time or another new listeners, and you became followers of the show, and you've been with us for a while now. Thank you. And of course, to all of my longtime sisters out there who've been listening to Successful Woman Radio for years, you know I love you. Please, all of you, continue to share Successful Woman Radio with as many people as you possibly can so that we can spread the good news and help women grow their businesses and provide those resources that many may not even know about or have if they had not listened to the show. I want to go ahead and move right into focusing on the topic of preparing your mind for greatness, because even though that is number 1 in the previous questions I just asked, I want to pull it out for a minute, and I want to remind you how important preparing your mind for greatness really is. Why? Because when you prepare your mind for greatness, it allows you literally to guard your mind. Now, this process of preparing your mind for greatness is all about putting together the methods of prayer, self-belief, customized affirmation, tapping into your personal power, and then utilizing unshakable faith to build something quite extraordinary that will help keep you strengthened and guard you against anything that does not enhance your life. And of course, I recommend that it be practiced the first thing every morning and throughout the day if you need it, especially when you're dealing with many challenges and obstacles. For its full effectiveness, you can use it at any time. You know, the big thing about preparing your mind for greatness is that it's not that crazy things won't happen. It's not that challenges won't come. It's that preparing your mind for greatness helps you to be in a different mindset so that you handle those challenges and you handle those obstacles in a different manner. It helps to keep you calm. It helps to fend off stress and anxiety and depression, all of those different things. So I want to remind you of Philippians 4:6-8. The writer says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, right? By prayer and thanksgiving, yes, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And so I want you to think about that. When you prepare your mind for greatness, we don't have to be anxious. We don't have to have anxiety because we know that God is taking care of it. You know, on the human side, yes, we don't know how God is going to do it. We don't know what his plans are for it, but we can be guaranteed that he does hear our prayers, that he does hear our requests, and yes, he will take care of it. Our role in all of it is to walk in faith and light and belief by taking action and saying, yes, God, I know that you're handling it, so I'm going to keep moving on. I'm going to keep doing those things that you expect of me. I'm going to continue to take action, Lord. I know that you have my back, and I know that the peace that you give me surpasses all of the understanding, and that you will guard my heart and my mind through Christ Jesus. I know this, and that is what's so important. So yes, sisters, you better get it right. Know that God wants great things for you. Yes, he does. He wants great things for you, and he wants you to understand and know that he has your back. Again, it is 22 after the hour, and I want to thank everyone for listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. And if you're listening to previous broadcasts and you're listening to me, I'm Trina Newby. I am the founder of Women About Biz. Successful Woman Radio is the flagship radio show for Women About Biz, and I'm so excited that you're listening to the show. If you hear me mention the words queen, I want to just again remind you of what becoming the queen of your empire really is, right? It means that at the time of your birth, you inherited the right to rule over all things that you create and bring into existence, whether it's businesses, organizations, home, land, and other types of real estate. You are responsible for growing whatever it is that you desire and managing over it. God has already validated you. He has already given you the authorization. And yes, God the Father wants you to be a living testimony for him. So very, very important, right? So again, remember, the goal is to be a living testimony. The goal is to walk in God's light and live a life of joy, of peace, of abundance, of well-being, and doing those things that will allow you to be that living testimony for God. This is what brings other people to you to ask you, you know, how are you doing this? You know, what are you doing? You know, this gives you that chance to be that testimony. So very important. We've got just a few announcements for you at Women About Biz. A few of you have asked us about virtual networking and when is it going to start. We've been looking out for it. You know, we have been doing some research on virtual networking. We want to make sure that when we bring virtual networking back, that it's not just, you know, just for the sake of doing networking, because that doesn't help anyone, right? Because one of the challenges in networking is that everyone has to really take off the coat of selfish networking. And when you are networking, it means that you want to connect with people. It means that you want to get to know other people and you want to be a blessing to someone. Networking isn't just all about your business, right? So we are really looking at ways that we can create virtual networking events that are going to be fruitful and a win-win solution for everyone. So give us a little more time. We're figuring it out. We're looking at how we want to roll out virtual networking. And then from there, we'll look at creating some live networking events as well. If you have never participated in open office, this is something that I think you really will be very, very interested in, because open office is literally all about working on that task to support your goal. It's about being collectively online with other women. They're working on their task to support their goals, you're working on yours, and it's just a nice thing. And then, of course, I'm there as your coach where you can go off to the side if you're having challenges, you've got questions, you need resources or something else. I'm there to definitely answer those questions, go off to the side with you in a separate room or phone line where I can help you with that. Now, this is for questions that might take 10 minutes or less to answer. Now, I want to remind all of you who are silver members at Women About Biz is don't forget that at the top of every quarter, you get to have your coaching session. And it's kind of like an accountability coaching session where you get that opportunity to go over your goals, what you're going to be doing for the quarter, asking any questions or letting me know of any resources that you might need that we can add to our resources. So again, this is quite an advantage point. We just extend it because normally you're supposed to request your coaching session within the first 30 days of each new quarter, but we've extended it on through the 15th of May, I believe. So if you have not scheduled your coaching session, please go ahead and schedule your coaching session this week so that you do not miss out, okay? Very, very important. Also, happening in the Women About Biz Crown Club, if you have not visited our Knowledge Center, don't forget we've got great articles in there, everything from business ideas, startup, finances, marketing, productivity, and yes, even networking. So make sure you check out the Knowledge Center in the member portal. If you're not yet a member of Women About Biz, we definitely want you to be a part of our Crown Club. Simply visit Women About Biz, that's B-I-Z as in zebra, womenaboutbiz.net, and then click on Join Today, and you will be able to sign up for our membership and be a part of the Crown Club. Very, very valuable membership. We do so much to bring you resources and information that are going to help you to grow your business. It's 12:28 after the hour, and you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. And I'm Trina Newby, your host and business success coach. I want to go ahead right now and go right into our topic for today, time management tips that work. Now, if you remember, our overall theme for the month of May is productivity for the solopreneur, right? And so we are going to be bringing you all this month topics that are going to help you to be more productive. And certainly time management is up there in the top five, right? So, you know, in every aspect of life, time management seems to be a skill that everyone should possess, but not everyone possesses it, right? You know, you have to know the when, the where, the why, what, who, and how to make those proper decisions on the use of your time. And for small business owners, that is no exception. You know, as a businesswoman, you're constantly juggling multiple tasks and responsibilities with so much on your plate many times. Effective time management is very crucial for your success. As a matter of fact, if you don't have a strategy for how you manage your time, I would say this is when you just stop this week and take that time to figure out, you know, how you are utilizing your time, right? And so again, time management of ourselves, you have no control over time. Time is going to keep moving whether you want it to or not. It's going to keep moving and it's going to keep passing you by. You're going to get older each year. Absolutely. But what you do have control over is how you react to the time that comes your way, how you react and how you handle and manage the time that is allotted to you. Okay, so we're going to explore some practical time management tips tailored specifically for women and small business, just for you, right? So let's look at some time management strategies and some things that are going to help you. Okay, so the first thing is I definitely want you to make sure that you have identified the time management system that is going to work for you, okay? A lot of people have a tendency not to even know what time management system they want to use. Now, you have different women listening to the show from different generations, right? Okay, so we've got baby boomers, we've got Gen Xers, we've got millennials, we've got a lot of people, and we may even have some Generation A-ers who are somewhere around that 18, 19 years old, okay? But for the most part, it's baby boomers, Gen Xers, and millennials that listen to the show. So we've got three different generations of business women, and each generation handles things differently, right? If you're that baby boomer, born in the 50s and 60s or even earlier than that, then you are a paper person. I mean, you know, and that's what you learned. And somewhere in the 70s, paper planners became a real big thing. We had day timers. We had Franklin Covey. We have other popular time management planners. And so there are those of you that still like planning everything on paper. Okay. And then you have the Gen Xers and the Gen Xers, as you know, those Gen Xers who were born at the tip of the baby boomer age, you're on the fence. You straddle the fence a lot, right? Between paper and the computer, because the computer age really came strong for the consumer in the 70s. The computer age actually started in the 70s, but it wasn't very heavy, right? Meaning we weren't buying computers yet. The personal computer had yet not come. And so again, you're straddling that fence because you may have grown up learning about the computer age, and then, you know, people started having like home computers and different things later on in the 80s is really when home computers and things really started, right? And so again, when you look at that, you've got the Gen Xers who are like straddling in that fence between the two types of time management planners, paper planner or online planner. And I know because I talk to people all the time who say, oh, I'm straddling the fence. I have a paper planner and I try to plan online. But then you've got the millennials who are full force because they grew up doing their homework on computers. They grew up with computers. They grew up with the, you know, with the smartphones. So you've got the millennials who are fully utilizing the computer age, right? The technology age. And so again, you probably use Microsoft Outlook. You are really into Google Calendar and utilizing all of those online tools. So why am I talking about all of this? It's because you really have to go ahead and commit to one way or the other, but not both. You've got to commit to how you're actually going to manage the time allotted to you. every day? How are you going to manage that? Now, a solution that I give to all of the people who actually still want to write on paper, because I'm one of those, right, is you can get yourself like one of the calendars that's monthly that has the big blocks that allows you to do your business planning. In other words, lay out your business events and activities and different things that you want to happen, and you can write it in the big blocks, right? Kind of like teachers do when they plan out their month or their quarter. So you can do that and then maintain your appointments, your activities, and things that have to be scheduled. You maintain that on your actual electronic calendar, which could be a Google Calendar or Microsoft Outlook, okay? Those are the two main ones that most individuals are using. So, and then, of course, for those of you that are millennials, right on, you are already utilizing one or the other, and you are really into maintaining everything. Beautiful thing that I do like about the online calendars, especially Google Calendar. Google Calendar has done an excellent job with so many features of its Google Calendar. And they have a to-do section. They allow you to color code your section. So here's one thing that I do want you to know, and that is you can actually, when you download Google Calendar as an actual app, so for those of you who have an Android or iPhone, listen, yes, your phone may already come with an app that's like a calendar that's pulling your appointment from your calendar system, like from your Gmail account calendar or what have you. But no, I'm not talking about that particular app. What I'm saying is that if you download the Google Calendar app, then what happens is that it allows you to color code your appointments. It allows you to see your appointments on a day-to-day basis, on a monthly basis. It allows you to see a weekly schedule and an agenda view. So it allows you to have different kinds of views when you do that. So you definitely may want to think of that. And I believe that Microsoft Outlook has come along and started doing the very same thing. So definitely download the actual calendar apps to your phone so that you will have more control over that as well. So now that I've talked about the different types of calendars and the system that you should think about utilizing, let's go on into some time management tips and strategies for you. So one strategy that I love and I want you to know about is called your strategic time blocking, okay? So one of the most effective techniques for managing your time is knowing how to block your time. Now, this involves dividing up your day into blocks of time dedicated to specific tasks or activities, right? So the first thing you have to be clear on is that if you're not practicing goal setting, then it's difficult for you to actually know what it is that you should be working on. And I think that is the challenge that a lot of women have. You know, they feel like, okay, as the CEO of my business, I'm the planner over it. I need to learn how to work on my business. But darn, what am I supposed to be working on? Do I really know? I'm not sure. Well, that a lot of the times that's because you've not set goals. You're just kind of working haphazardly, and you don't want to do that, right? You may be half doing it, half stepping, and you don't want to do that. So the first thing that's important for you is for all of you who are part of the Women About Biz family, you know that we teach the vision hierarchy, right? That is, after you make a list of the things that you want to experience, which is your visions, right? Then you want to set goals to those experiences so you know exactly what do you have to do in order for those things to come to pass, in order for them to be accomplished. Once you set goals, it doesn't stop there. Then, now that you know the goals that's going to support the vision, and I interchange that word with experience, right? Once you know the goal to support that vision / experience that you want to have in your business, whether it's for the week, the month, the quarter, the year, then you have to set tasks for each of the goals you've identified that needs to be accomplished in order for that overall vision to happen, right? And it's those tasks I call those tasks the flame igniters, because it's those tasks that will finally allow you to know what you should be working on, what you need to implement in order to get things done in your business, right? So when you're clear on all of that and you understand your vision, what you're supporting, what vision, what it is that you're trying to experience for the month, and then from there, you are able to set goals to it, and then from there, you're able to set tasks, then you know what you should be working on, right? That's when you now can allocate blocks of time for those essential business activity that you need to work on, such as your client meetings, your administrative tasks, and focused work sessions. This is so very, very important, right? So by organizing your day in this way, you actually can minimize distractions and ensure that each of the tasks that you set to be done receives the attention that it deserves, right? So one more thing I want to talk about in reference to time blocking, because it's just so very, very important, is that you also need to already have dedicated or know the amount of hours you're going to work in your business, right? So say, for example, if I work a full-time job, I don't get off until 5, right? I don't get off until 5. And then by the time I get home and cook dinner and a lot of those types of things, then what I'm going to do somewhere around the 7 o'clock hour, I'm going to start working on a few things for my business. Maybe you've been checking your email throughout the day. You're able to do that, but you haven't been able to actually work on the business or make any planning until you get home and take care of some other activities. So when you know the number of hours you are going to work on your business, you're part-time and you say, every day I'm going to work on my business from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. That's when I'm going to work on my business. Then whatever task that you personally have delegated to yourself, those tasks need to be scheduled between those hours that you've committed to. Okay? That's very important. If you are working your business part-time or full-time and you have more hours to dedicate to your business, like 25, 30 hours, even 40 or more hours, then you definitely should be partitioning out your time and making sure not only that you are properly scheduling your tasks that you should be working on, but that you are also scheduling a day or certain hour segments to be your planning time, meaning you're working on the business and not actually in the business, right? So I want you to keep that in mind as well. At the end of the day, remember the three rules that I taught, the three roles that I taught you and I always talk about that must be played in your business. And that is, you must have the role of the entrepreneur visionary. That's the role that works on the business, does the planning, ambassador of the business. And then, of course, you must also have the manager role being worked out there. That's that role that follows the directives of the entrepreneur visionary, carrying out those roles and making sure that those things are being done, and overseeing the laborers, right? There it is. That last role is that laborer technician role. That role is responsible for working in the business. That role is the worker bee role. That role is responsible for getting everything done that needs to happen and provide that service or that product to the end user, right? The problem is as women, we tend to get stuck in the labor role. I think it's because it's the busy bee role. And we think that if I'm not being busy in that way, then I'm really not contributing towards my business. But you couldn't be further from the truth if that's your thought path. You have to be very, very careful not to think that way. So again, strategic time blocking is very, very important. And by organizing your day in this way, you can minimize distractions and ensure that each of your tasks receives the attention that it deserves. One more thing that I want to remind you as we talk about strategic time blocking is keep in mind that when you identify the tasks that support your goals, you still have to decide on whether you're going to delegate it to someone else or that you are going to keep and do the task yourself. Now, if you do delegate it to someone else, don't forget that you really have to properly write out the descriptions. You definitely have to hold them accountable. And get this, you need to schedule follow-up sessions. If it's going to take them longer than a day or two to do the task, then you need to schedule some follow-up time specifically with them. This not only holds them accountable, but this also helps you to be responsible to your leadership role in your business. Let's move right along as we are talking about time management strategies. And again, don't forget our overall theme for this month is productivity for solopreneurs. Now, next in the strategy list that I have to share with you is about prioritizing your tasks daily and weekly. Okay, so listen up with this. Prioritization is key to effective time management. So it's important that you start each day by identifying the most important tasks that need to be completed for the day. Now, I'm going to slow it down right here because this is where most business women have issues, right? We have issues with prioritization and what should be done first, but that's only because we have not identified the goals that we're going to be working on for the new month, for each new month, and then we haven't identified the tasks that support those goals. We're doing everything out of order. And this is what I want you to remember. God loves order. He does. He loves order. He created the world in order. He took a day off to rest, right? Everything has always been about systems and order with God. So what we have to realize is that we possess some of God's power within us. We have that ability to also create systems. We have that ability to create order, and we can stray ourselves away from chaos and from being disorderly, okay, to being a businesswoman of leadership, authority, order, having order in her life and having a strategic system that she follows. So we can be that businesswoman if we truly want to be, right? So with that said, again, you've got to start each day off by identifying your tasks that need to be worked on for the day, which should already be plotted in your calendar. Consider factors such as deadlines, importance, and urgency when prioritizing your task, right? For example, if you say that your milestone, the deadline that you want to see your goal being accomplished, let's say if you're saying that it's due 3 weeks from now, then you've got to schedule all of your tasks well before those 3 weeks are up, right? Very key. Not after, but before. Additionally, it's important to take some time at the beginning of each week to review your goals and plan your schedule accordingly. Now, here's the thing, and I believe this to be a very valuable tip. You know, when you are the CEO of your business, you know, and you are a solopreneur, you will play multiple roles until you generate the funds to where you can replace a role you're playing by bringing in a contractor or a virtual assistant. But when it's just you and you're having to play the entrepreneur visionary role, you're having to play the manager role, the labor technician role, you're playing all those roles. This is why it's so key for you to carve out the set hours each week that are committed to your business, right? You just can't go by the, you know, fly of your seat and just start working and not have some type of system in which you're strategically working it with. So with that said, here's the thing that you need to understand. You have got to carve out some time for CEO time. It's the CEO time where you are planning your business, you're reviewing your goals, you're looking at your tasks to identify any challenges that might pop up. You're looking at the time that you need to get everything done. You're paying attention to whether or not you have monetized your business well enough. You're looking at all of that, right? So when you're working in your business, it's very difficult to think about growing your business and really planning out your business. I want you to think of it this way. I want you to think of an assembly line in a factory. When those individuals are working on that assembly line, whatever they're doing, putting things together, or whether they're a bakery assembly line, they're baking bread or cookies or desserts or whatever they're doing, do you honestly think their minds are going to be on growing the overall company? Absolutely not. They're more focused on getting it right on what they're doing, on assembling whatever it is that they are putting together. So it's the same concept when it comes to running our business. When you are in the labor role, you're not thinking about the entrepreneur visionary role and where you need to go. You're not even thinking about the management role and where you need to go. You're only thinking about that labor role. Unfortunately, for most women who are in business, we stay in the labor role a little too long, right? And it's very important that you understand that you have to give some time, not when it's just an emergency, but you have to give some time to the entrepreneur visionary role and plan out your business and know what you should be doing, okay? And you have to give some time to that management role, which goes back to my first suggestion, which is first, carve out the hours that you're going to be working on your business each week and then block it, right? Block it. And then know the tasks that you need to be working on. Schedule time for your CEO time, which means I'm not working on tasks. I'm just doing planning during this time, right? So very, very important. I want you guys to be thinking on why it's so important for you. By setting clear priorities, you can focus your time and your energy on activities that will have the greatest impact on your business, okay? Tip I want to provide for you is delegate whenever possible. Okay. And, you know, I know as business women, we have this tendency to say, well, I don't have the money or I don't have this or that. But there are other ways to delegate other than, you know, paying a contractor. There are some other temporary ways that I think can be very effective. First of all, I want to remind all of you that have teenage kids that they are, most of them are geniuses when it comes to being on the computer. And I don't want to hear anybody telling me that, well, little Bobby, he can't focus enough to help me, or Susie can't focus enough. Let me tell you, oh yes, they can. If they are focusing enough to stay hours playing a video game, you better believe they can focus on helping you, right? And there's some tax benefits in this as well, because you can hire your kids, right? I think you can pay them up to $18,000 a year to work with you, and it's a tax deduction that's a benefit to you. So think on these things, right? So whether it's contracting a virtual assistant, outsourcing, utilizing your kids, or whether it is even setting up your own volunteer program, trust me, there are ways, creative ways to delegate and get others to help you with what you are doing. Don't be afraid to delegate and stop putting up excuses before you've thoroughly thought about what it is that you need help with and who you might be able to get to help you. The only thing here is remember that word accountability. It's your responsibility as the CEO, as the leader, to always set the pace on accountability. That means that whenever someone is helping you, you're going to let them know right away what's expected of them. You're going to hand them a description of the task, right? If you want the task done a specific way, you're going to give them instructions on that. You're going to let them know what the deadlines are, and you're going to set up, if the task takes days or weeks to do, you're going to set up accountability calls so that you can see the progress on the task as well. Keep that in mind, but all the same, delegate whenever possible, which frees up your time to do more planning on the business and being the ambassador of your business, right? Very important. Next, I want you to really pay attention to this tip when it comes to time management techniques. You need to limit multitasking. This is really causing stress and anxiety. I know what I'm talking about firsthand with this, right? You've got to limit multitasking, doing too many things at once. Now, while it does seem like multitasking allows you to get more done in less time, actually it doesn't. It can hinder you. Now, don't get me wrong, because there is a time and a place for multitasking, okay? There's a time and a place for that. However, the best thing that you need to do to tackle multiple tasks that you've got to get done is to focus on one task at a time and give it your full attention. I know what I'm talking about because I've had tasks that it's like, okay, here I am in the third week of working on that task. Why in the heck is it taking me so long to write this doggone article? This is absolutely ridiculous. So now I focus on the majority of my tasks. I focus on one at a time. I'm one of those big believers in setting a timer. So I set my timer for 45 minute or 30 minute increment. And if it's a 30 minute increment, I'll get up for about 5 or 10 minutes every 30 minutes, right? If it is a 45 minute increment that I'm setting the timer on, then I'll get up at the end of that 45 minutes and I will take a complete 15 minute break getting away from the desk, the room that I'm in, and moving myself into another space. I might get a snack, drink some water. I may march in place 500 to 1,000 times. There's different things that I do to utilize that 15 minutes for myself, right? However, keep in mind to focus on the task one at a time. Not only is this going to help you complete your task more efficiently, but it can also improve the quality of your work. Now, I wrote down a few things that people have shared with me that they have been able to accomplish because they stop multitasking or are focusing on one task at a time. People have been able to write an ebook in 3 to 5 working days versus 30 to 90 days, okay? People are able to write articles in 30 to 45 minutes, right? People are able to put outlines together in 30 to 45 minutes versus a month, taking a month trying to figure out what it is that they want to do, right? So again, these are all examples of what people are able to do quickly when they are focusing on one task at a time. Last but not least, with multitasking, to prevent yourself from multitasking, remove anything on your desk other than the item that you need to be working on. Clear the space that's in front of you, even if you're working on the computer, and you're going to be able to focus better and stop all of that multitasking. Remember, multitasking causes stress and anxiety, and you want to minimize it. And of course, you want to take regular breaks. This tip is so very important. And again, if working in those 30 or 45 minute increments on a timer, setting your phone timer or buying a timer and putting it right on your desk, it's a big benefit. Another tip is just to make sure that you're using technology to your advantage. Of course, there are a lot of tools, there are a lot of resources that are out there to help streamline your workflow and improve your time management, right? So whether it is project management software, calendar apps, time management tools, find the ones that you feel are going to work with you. Stay committed to your system that you have set. And if you work it, it will work for you. Okay. Last but not least, just keep in mind, effective time management is essential for all businesswomen in order for you to achieve your goals and thrive in today's competitive landscape. So by implementing strategies like time blocking, prioritizing your tasks, delegating responsibilities, taking those regular breaks, you can optimize your productivity and make the most of your valuable time. So there you have it. I want you to keep that in mind as we put a close out on time management tips. Remember, you can go back and listen to the broadcast of this and take better notes if you need to. We've got some great time management tips in our productivity section in the Knowledge Center located in our member portal. So again, it's there for you to really utilize. I want to remind you, coming up on May 13th, again, May 13th is open hours from 12 to 1. In order to get the link, you need to go into the member portal and RSVP for the May open office. And I gave you the wrong date. It is actually May 14th, not 13th, but May 14th from 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m., okay? So keep that in mind. And then, again, mark your calendar for Monday the 13th, which is 7:01 Radio. It has been my pleasure to bring this information to you. I'm so excited that you listened to the show today. Remember to stay connected to Successful Woman Radio. And if you're not a member yet, make sure you visit us at Women About Biz and join our family of business women. Remember, you have the power to create your streams of abundance. Embrace being a queen of your own empire, and remember, God has your back. He has everything that you need to be successful. Take care, everybody, and have a productive week. Bye-bye.